The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group. If you've missed an episode or find any information we talk about today helpful to a friend or family member, send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or find Senior Solutions on Spotify or iHeartRadio. If you're moving to a new city in your 40s, you know, this is like brand new in your 40s. It's oftentimes less about making mistakes that you could learn from and more about making the choices that you really do believe in. Think about where you are in your 40s. You know, you've lived a life of 40 years. You've gone through high school, possibly college, maybe law school, maybe whatever. You've maybe had a family, but you've gone through enough time in your life where you can look back now and say, wow, I've been working for 15 to 20 years, and I've got another 15 to 20, maybe 30 years ahead of me. Long-term planning is a challenge for everybody until you actually do it the first time. So planning your existence, wherever it may be, if you are thinking right now, you kind of live by day by day, and it always seems like a valid way for you to operate, I want you to think about how your life could be different, okay? Where you maybe haven't had a plan. Maybe you have kind of like floated through the first 15 to 20 years thinking, I'll get to that, and I haven't gotten to it yet, but you're thinking, I've got to get to it. And the challenge may be for you having somebody who would come alongside you and actually hold your hand to get that 401k paperwork started, or hold your hand to get that IRA started, or hold your hand to help you buy a piece of real estate and guide you through that process. You know, the opportunity for us to live anonymously in this world is great. In spite of the fact that social media connects us, you can live pretty anonymously if you want to, and a lot of time goes by very quickly when we live that way. I was challenged recently in my life. I actually saw something in myself that really concerned me. I saw where I was good at avoiding going deep in relationships, and I was good at avoiding heartache by not walking into other people's heartache and helping them. I was good at it because I moved quickly, and it sort of became kind of a part of me maybe 30, 40 years ago, where I tended to move quickly in relationships, make assumptions, as opposed to stopping and recognizing more carefully how others are challenged and entering into their challenges and being a better friend to them. In life, it's important that we know and we see where we are and recognize where we're going. I encourage you, as you're thinking about making a move now, maybe you're in your 50s or 60s or even 70s or 80s, and you're thinking, yeah, I'm kind of past all of that. I do have my IRA, my 401k, but each of us has a choice to be in the moment every day. That's a choice that we all should consider greatly. It takes time. It does take a sacrifice, but the sacrifice is rewarded through the heartfelt love and affection that you get through quality friendship. Have you heard of a dementia-proof house? Now, it's an interesting concept, but the folks at Care.com have put together a pretty good article outlining how this would work. Now, I want you to think about that. If you've ever cared for somebody who's got Alzheimer's disease or any kind of dementia, you know how you can worry about somebody's safety, that wandering, forgetfulness, sometimes perception, coordination, balance issues, anger. They can put themselves at risk living in a home where things are not managed well. So making your home dementia-proof, meaning you're really proofing the house for somebody who has dementia, that they won't hurt themselves. Here are some concepts I want to lay out for you, and I encourage you to read this article. Handrails on both sides of a stairway very important, according to the National Institute of Aging. Usually in mild to moderate stages, you can direct your friends or your family to use the handrails. Make sure the stair treads are deep enough to support the whole foot, okay? And you kick that foot forward, the whole foot will fit on it. It's not too shallow. You want to consider adding glow-in-the-dark tape or lighting along the edges of steps. Consider adding a ramp. Make sure you keep your home clutter-free. Oftentimes, think about if you've got gas-burning stoves and ovens, have those disabled. Maybe conduction is the best choice in the house, so it would only operate if the right pan is on top of the stove. You want to remove all large and maybe sharp objects that could possibly hurt somebody. There are many other great concepts in this wonderful article. Maybe you have some ideas you'd like to share with us here at Senior Solutions. If so, send an email at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. We'll consider it for an upcoming show as we discuss this matter, especially later in April when this will be more of a focus for us. Now, you've been listening to the Senior Solutions radio show for some time, perhaps, and you've perhaps thought about living in Florida. Now, I went to Florida to visit my parents who live in Naples in a lovely retirement community there called the Glenview. In fact, I've been invited to speak at the Glenview retirement community in Naples at the end of February on going through the process of downsizing and how to sell for top dollar. So I'll be there if you're interested and you're going to be in Naples. Feel free to come out and hear me at the Glenview as my guest. There'll be refreshments. Just give us a call and we'll contact them and let them know to put you on the list. That's 800-900-9104. This sort of big move now, this Four Seasons residence in Florida. This is the Four Seasons is creating this branded hotel residence concept, which we're seeing across the country and we're seeing it across the world in Bangkok, Beijing, and other places. But nowhere else in the country has the Four Seasons branded residence more in demand than in Southern Florida. There are two located in Miami and one being developed in Fort Lauderdale. Now, think about living at a Four Seasons residence, what that would imply, the quality of life, the service that you would get. Miami's got the Surf Club, which is right surfside, located in North Beach's area of Miami. The original Surf Club, which opened in 1930, was created by a Parisian architect and interior designer, and now it's been revamped. It's really quite stunning. So maybe look at that as an option. There are 150 private residences, 30 are furnished hotel residences, and many others are rentals. So you could live overlooking the water in a community there. Consider it. Consider your choices when it comes to right-sizing and downsizing. Think about where you want to be in 10 years and make your plan on how to make that happen. You don't know how to work through the process of thinking, I know I have to downsize. I know I've got to go somewhere. I don't know how to approach this process. Feel free to reach out to us. We'll guide you as best as we can based on our skills and understandings. 800-900-9104 at the Eric Stewart Group. One of my team will be glad to help you. Let's remember as we enter into the spring of 2019 that oftentimes selling a house is kind of like crossing a bridge. You have to start the process of crossing the bridge by getting to the bridge. Okay, the bridge is essentially the segue between where you live and where you're going to go to, but there's a path usually to get to the bridge, and the bridge itself is oftentimes not very long. That's the event of selling your home and making the move, but getting ready to cross the bridge is the challenge. And for our senior population to walk through that and to be faithful to the process, the challenge, I think, that you have and I have in preparing our homes for sale is going through and making the right improvements to occur at the bridge so that we can cross the bridge, get the most amount of money, and get to the other side and be satisfied with the experience that we just had. None of us want to look back and go, I just wish I'd known this. I wish I'd done that. You don't want to do that. This is why we created the Senior Solutions team here at the Eric Stewart Group so that we could guide you, give you the steps necessary to prepare. You may not be selling this year. Please, please call us regardless. We treat our profession here on all of our sales, a little bit like a doctor. I come from a family of physicians, orthopedics and OBGYNs and whatnot. And if we approach this and help, we hear you out, we want to understand what your needs are and guide you where you are in walking through that process and then capturing the value to give you the highest sales price, recognizing that price isn't the only consideration when you are hiring a realtor. You want to hire a realtor who helps you understand the price that they've come up with, helps you understand how to walk through getting to the bridge, and then we'll take you over the bridge well. There's that prep work, coaching work, then the marketing work, then the negotiating work, then the escrow work, and then you go to closure. And at the end of it, you want to crack that bottle of champagne, pour yourself a glass, and say, all right. We have just enough time left in this segment to squeeze in a little time with Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart. What's going on in the Beacon?
Well, in our technology section, we have a very interesting article, I think, about all the technologies that are being devoted to getting rid of disabilities, to overcoming people's health problems and making it possible for them to communicate. So one of them is amazing. You know, you see people doing sign language, you know, people who are deaf and they're communicating via sign language, and you think, I wonder what they're saying.
Yeah.
A young woman has invented a glove that you put on the hands of people doing sign language, and after they make their emotions, it speaks aloud what she just said in sign language.
Oh, come on.
Isn't that incredible?
What?
Yes.
So that way, if somebody's doing sign, the other people can understand what she's saying.
Right. So you can communicate exactly back and forth without having the third person in the middle, right?
Unbelievable. Isn't that brilliant? That's very, very cool.
Yeah. And for people who have vision issues, they have now a free app on phones that turns your smartphone into a talking camera. You sight it at something, and it'll read the text to you, or it'll tell you what that product is from that coupon code, or it will recognize the faces of people who are coming in that it has in its database, and communicate to the blind person what's going on, so they don't have to worry about understanding what's happening.
I love it. Love it. That's great news. Yeah, yeah. That's in the Beacon newspaper. If you've never read it, pick up a free copy at over 1,500 locations in the D.C. area, or go to thebeaconnewspapers.com to read it today. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspapers. Glad you could join us. It's always a pleasure to have Stuart Rosenthal on the show, and we've had some nice comments on our shows recently, and we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send an email to eric@ericstewartgroup.com with your suggestions, questions, or otherwise anytime. And don't forget, now's the time to get your house ready. Download a free copy of the Market Ready Guide or the Right Sizing Guide anytime, free, at ericstewartgroup.com. I'll be right back with more. Stay with me.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff.
Welcome back to Senior Solutions Real Estate Show. I'm Eric Stewart, the host, and we've got Helen Flynn on in just a few minutes. But before that, 7 winter safety tips for seniors. I saw one of my past clients who I sold his house, I guess it's been a year ago, that we put the house on the market, sold it quickly, spring market, very quick, just 2 weeks up, and we got above list price. He decided to downsize into a rental while his new residence at a retirement community in Montgomery County, the Ingleside, a King Farm community that's being constructed now. There's a brand new building going up. He decided to go ahead and sell it, move into rental with his wife while he's waiting. But unfortunately for him, he slipped and fell on the ice and broke his wrist. So this is one of the, and probably the number one consideration. Okay, all of us need to consider this. Unfortunately, falls are a common occurrence for senior citizens, especially during the winter months, according to Dr. Stanley Wang, who's a physician at Stanford Hospital in Palo Alto, California. Now, I haven't seen a lot of ice in Palo Alto, California, so I have no idea how Dr. Stanley Wang would know that, but it's often nice to hear commentary from those who haven't actually seen this. I actually have. I just saw my patient. I just saw my past client, so these falls cause major injuries, oftentimes a hip and a wrist fracture, head trauma, major lacerations. You may have experienced this, and unfortunately, this is a common occurrence. I would agree with Dr. Wang on that. You know, it's actually one of the leading causes of death from injury in men and women over 65. Here is, and herein lies my point on this number one. Get yourself into a gym and start exercising immediately if you're not. Working with a trainer immediately if you're not. Keep your core body strong throughout your life. I'm in my 50s. I made the decision that it is important for me to exercise so that it's not urgent when I'm later, which doesn't mean that I can't slip and fall on the ice because, hey, I've had it happen to me. But I'm able to rebound from challenges. We are all able to rebound from challenges if we keep ourselves in solid physical health. Plus, we can react faster and better and protect ourselves from major injury. We're more likely to survive challenges like that. Number two, really also important. You see how cold it's been here. Frostbite, hypothermia, condition where the body temperature dips too low, actually can set on very, very quickly. Warm socks, heavy coat, warm hat, gloves, and a scarf in very cold temperatures cover all the exposed skin. As we get older, it's very important. Your body temperature should not dip below 95 degrees, okay? And if it does, get medical assistance. Depression, because of how dark it is, also we don't see as many people. Many seniors just, we lose contact with each other over cold months. And so to avoid those, it's good to find communities, senior citizen groups, villages. If you're not a part of one and you have a village in your town, like the Village of Bethesda, the Village of D.C., these are not actual places, folks. These are community villages that have been set up to provide a companionship, guidance, and assistance for a small fee on an annual basis among a large group of folks who happen to live in generally the same area. Make sure your car works. I'm guilty of this. I don't check my car. It's a Lexus. It's a 2008 400 hybrid, and it's got 208,000 miles on it. I don't check my car. I just know that I should always bring it in, get the oil changed, and then Jiffy Lube or the Lexus dealer, depending upon the service that is needed for the car, and just making sure that I'm aware of issues so that I don't have an issue later. If your car sits in a garage for a long time, you got to start it every month. Otherwise, gaskets will fail for lack of fluid running through them. Hey, number five, prepare yourself for power outages. Get yourself some candles and matches and some batteries and light and flashlights and just have them. And then, these days, these lithium ion batteries are so fantastic. We are required in real estate now to use the 10-year smoke detector, the old 9-volt smoke detector where you had to change the batteries every 6 months or a year. Gone. I mean, I think you can still buy them, but don't bother. Why do that to yourself? Now, for not a whole lot more money, you buy one. It sits in your room for a year, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years, then you just remove the smoke detector. The smoke detector is recycled, and you buy a new one, which by that point will probably float and cook your pancakes in the morning, because the way technology is working, right? So anyway, prepare for power outages. Eat a diet that includes leafy green vegetables, vitamin D deficiency. I recently started on a vitamin D regimen, just a small, like 500 milligram tablet. This actually helps. Apparently, from what I've been reading, vitamin D helps in the absorption of other nutrients in our system. So you want to make sure of that. Prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. Take your old carbon monoxide system. Maybe you want to reconsider replacing it. The new smoke detectors with the 10-year battery are combination oftentimes carbon monoxide and smoke detector. You might as well go ahead and work the two together and then protect yourself from both. Make sure you have one close to the furnaces, wherever there may be gas or any kind of carbon monoxide that is created. These are 7 steps to help you avoid having problems as we're getting older. Very important we take this consideration seriously.
I know they say you can't go home again.
Okay, here's a question. What makes your home a home? What is it that makes your home a home for you, okay? Financial purchase of a house. Of course, you buy a house and now you own the home, but you may not like the house. It may not really be your home. You can move into a home with somebody else and never feel like your home. I mean, this happens. People buy houses from me and 10 years later, they call and say, hey, we were ready to sell the house. We've never really felt like we were a home here, even though we imagined that we would be. Let me relieve you. By the way, if you're listening and you buy a house with our group, if you decide within a year you don't like living there, you just need to move and sell the house, we will sell your house for free. Within the first year of homeownership, we will sell your house at no cost to you if you turn and buy another home with us, okay? Because we don't want you to be dissatisfied and we want to minimize the friction of you moving because the house wasn't what you thought it was going to be. Let's minimize that cost to you and just a consideration for you as our client, okay? Pretty good deal. Number one, you want to consider, if you own your home, you get yourself some stability. That is a truth. Stability helps to create long-term memories, helps to give everybody comfort, reliability. I'm coming back to the same home every day, every night. When you rent, you know you have confidence for a period of time, but it's always with a re-up, always with a renewal potential around the corner. You know, safety and security are important considerations, and sometimes you can't make modifications to a rental, too. You have more space for you and your family to express yourselves. My kids lovingly express themselves in my workshop in my house. Now, lovingly express themselves means they took out their spray paint cans and they decided to spray paint the walls all kinds of mod colors. It kind of looks like something out of the 1968 to 1972 era in this particular closet that they decided to decorate. But hey, we love it because it's a picture in time of our family and them expressing themselves and making it our home. Renovations, updates, and styles will oftentimes, and it doesn't have to be on a big budget. There's lots you can discover that is very low cost, and there are wonderful websites like Pinterest and otherwise that can help you find good ideas on how to modify your home to make it your own home. Home is where the heart is. If your heart isn't in your home, you don't feel like this is a place that you long to come back to, perhaps the time has come to consider making a move. And it isn't that your home wasn't where your heart is. Sometimes our hearts are in our houses for a season of time. And during that season, it is our home. But there is a segue, a movement that we work through in life where we have to make changes. And recognizing it, and also recognizing in your spouse or significant other, important. Good questions to ask. Trying to figure that out, the Market Ready Guide has a good set of questions inside as you're evaluating this, as does the Right Sizing Guide, a whole different set on motivation for moving. You can download either copy at ericstewartgroup.com. And if you're interested in getting a hard copy, they're $19.99, but I will send out a free copy, no shipping cost, nothing, for the first 20 who request it. If you're interested, give us a call now, 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Yeah, I hear that special Helen Flynn music. How are you, Helen Flynn? Good to see you this morning.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure to be here. Unfortunately, we can fall into procrastination as we get older or as retirement takes hold, because we don't have to be in the office at 9 o'clock. We don't have to be somewhere at 7 or catching the metro. And it's easy to give in to sleeping late, taking a nap in the afternoon, watching TV, skipping physical therapy, isolating in your home, or giving in to those aches and pains that are a part of life. Make it a point to watch yourself, to be sure that you're not slipping into this I'll do it tomorrow syndrome, but actually make a list of some things. Track yourself for a week or two and see what your schedule looks like. It's so easy for something to be put off for a day, a week, a month, and then it becomes years, and all of a sudden you realize that that one thing you wanted to do never got done.
Helen, you are so insightful. Thank you for that. Well, I can't believe it. We have already wrapped up another episode of our Senior Solutions Radio Show here. I'm Eric Stewart. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much
stuff. Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.